The Mason Minute with Kevin Mason.
Many years ago, when I was still married to my first wife, we went over to a friend's house, and he was so excited that he'd created a giant Jenga game. And I think this was shortly after Jenga came out in the late 80s, early 90s. And he was so excited that he'd taken some 2x4s or some 4x4s, or I don't even know what they were, and created a homemade giant Jenga game that we played outside. And I played a game and went, okay, that was fun, and moved on. Little did I think or realize it would become a real thing until I found out the other day my wife went out for one of her company outings, and they went to a bar, watering hole, I don't even know what it was, that had a giant Jenga game. And not only giant Jenga, but they had giant Connect 4. And I wish I could remember who the guy was that we went over to his house and he had the giant Jenga game. It's funny, when my current wife told me she'd gone to a place that had giant Jenga, and immediately I flashed back to that one night in Bloomington, Illinois, where I played giant Jenga. I guess if I'd been smart, I would have connected with the Jenga people and pocketed a whole lot of money. Who knew? 25 years later, it was a thing.